Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, I just finished reading the first question and started to give my answer. Listen as we continue with the answer today.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
And so here was my answer to this teacher. I said, recently, I preached a sermon titled, Here's Hope for All. It was from 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11, which says, Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God. Well, that tells of some very terrible sins there. I mean, when you think of adultery, fornication, which is the Greek word there, porneia, from which we get our word pornography, but the idea is sexual sin of any kind. You see, it's sin, anything outside the marriage bed between a man and a woman. But he also mentions the effeminate, the homosexual, and abusers of themselves with mankind, which is not just homosexuality, but it seems to be like your sexual predators and things of that nature. So again, some terrible things here besides the drunkard, the revelers, the social drinking, partying crowd, in other words, and on you could go. Well, I preached this sermon, and in the sermon, I hit the LGBTQ. Now, a Calvinist in the, evidently either the radio or the internet audience, emailed me about it, very upset. They said, Jesus did not preach about those things. Jesus did not preach verse by verse, which I found interesting that the Calvinists really hate the idea of going verse by verse. Most of them have written me, instead of using scriptures, they always tell me, read this man, read that man, read someone else. They rarely use the scriptures. I just find that very interesting because my bottom line is what saith the Lord, what saith the scripture. So they really get mad when I hit Calvinists because that is what they are. But many of these also get mad when I hit these sins and like the LGBTQ. One asked me where I went to college when I told them Pensacola Christian College. They evidently went to their website and read everything, and they called them legalists because they had a dress code, no movies, and things like that. Now, having standards is not the same as being a legalist. That's a fact that so many conveniently have forgotten in this day in which we live. And I find that is very prominent, even among independent Baptists, they forget that standards is not being a legalist. And I always wonder why they think it is. Well, they called them legalists and weren't very happy with it. Then they looked up for wherever they could find Baptist preachers who had fallen into immorality on the internet. And of course, what'd they say? See, that is what Baptists are. Now, to be quite frank with you folks that are listening here, There are independent Baptists, there are Southern Baptists, there are Presbyterians, there are Catholics, there are Methodists, there are Calvinists, and so many more that have had people with moral failures. And we cannot rejoice over any group. If a pastor of another denomination falls into immorality, I am not happy, I don't rejoice, and I don't go out and gleefully tell about it. I think it's a horrible thing, because it seems to reflect on all Christianity, although we'd say we're very different in doctrines with several of those. But it has a tendency to reflect on all of it. Because we're individuals, and we're fallible individuals, men and women can fall to those things. Now, on the one hand, it makes them mad when we preach on that. And yet, when people get mad because I preach on that, it actually answers a prayer for me. It really does. It answers a prayer for me. You say, how could that answer a prayer for you? Well, simply this. I've prayed for many years that God would give me utterance. That is, that no one could be indifferent to the word as I preach. At least those people, whether they're happy or mad, are not indifferent. That means there's always hope. Why? Because as long as they're not indifferent, even if they're mad, that means it's convicting them. And because it's convicting there, that means there's an opportunity for the Lord to continue to work in their heart and life. The Apostle Paul, under the divine leading of the Holy Ghost, asked people to pray that he would have boldness as well as utterance. Now, we can't change the message. God told us in 2 Timothy chapter 4 to reprove, to rebuke, and to exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. God said, preach the word. And we know by the word of God, he will call us into an account if we don't. In my first church, a man told me, you can't preach like you preach or you'll be out of a church. Well, 40 years later, over 40 years later, God is still honoring his word. And the present church that I'm pastoring, I've been the pastor here for 33 years as a senior pastor and 35 years total with being an assistant pastor to begin with. We are in the days of Noah. People buy, they sell, they trade. Normal life, but without God. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, we read a verse that's so apropos. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Now, we must use all God has given us to stand. But it is only wrong to stand against the things you reported in this letter if we don't offer them a way of salvation and truth. I mean, I can get mad at sin. But as in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, we must see, show them that God can deliver them from those sins and save their soul. And that's the important thing. I think it may be as in Hebrews chapter 11. You remember Hebrews chapter 11, we call it what? The faith chapter. And it is a faith chapter, I believe. It's a great, great chapter in the Bible. And when we read the faith chapter, oh, there's so much about it that just really speaks to our hearts. But the faith chapter, those last five verses there in the chapter, I mean, it really just seems to get right down there, verses 35 through 40, when you're reading it and you see the things that happen there, because it seems like to me that many of these people, when they get down on us and they say, well, God wouldn't do that, God wouldn't do this. And yet, you read the scriptures, you see what God did do and didn't do. Hebrews 35, verse 11 through 14, it says, women received their dead raised again to life, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourging, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Well, how did they stick? By faith. By faith. We live in a culture that is against our faith, okay? That's the kind of a culture that we live in, a culture that opposes our faith. And we've got to stick by it. We've got to stick by the stuff. We've got to stand by the stuff. We've got to stand on the Word of God. And I hope that you are, and I hope that you do, and I hope you always will, because that is the call for each of us. Stand. Stand on the Word of God. Now let me continue here. I'm starting to preach instead of just sticking here with the Word. So, again, I think that as Hebrews 11, the faith chapter, Noah had so few who had heeded him. And when he gets on that ark, I'm sure he had a broken heart. He must have had a broken heart for many of those people that he knew who did not get saved, who did not give their heart to the Lord. Perhaps there are others that got saved during that 120 years that had died before the flood. Only 8 get on the ark, but Noah's faith was rewarded. We can't look at the numbers or how the culture's reacting. We've got to go at the leading of the Lord, and regardless of the count, stay true to Him. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, it says, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we toward you, to the end He may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all His saints. And you see what He's saying there? He's saying, look, we want you to increase in love towards one another, but especially to all men as well. We want you to be established unblameable in holiness before God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on His firm.